Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. You've tuned in to Prophecy Alive, and I'm so glad that you did. And I want you to know that God is able. He's able to do everything but fail. You know, so many of us, we are in the midst of what seems like a demonic attack on our faith. But I come to bring you good news. No demonic attack, no witchcraft, no sorcerer, no divination, nothing can come between your relationship and God. You know, so many ministries are so demonically caught up in casting out devils instead of looking at love that's been cast out. The love of many has waxed cold. I want to encourage you, don't be so concerned or overly concerned with demons until you don't see angels, until you don't see the provision of God. Because when you get caught up in the demonic, if you're not Holy Spirit led or and taught by the Holy Spirit, and you're going to find yourself fascinated with demonic spirits. I want you to know that when it comes to demonic attacks, you know, it's like when a person is drunk. That person is drunk because they have an intake of wine or beer that can make them drunk. If you notice a lot of places that sell liquor, they will say spirits because they know that any time our minds are altered, any time our God-given reasoning is altered, then we're going to begin to step outside of the normality of the plan of God into many times the spirit world. That's why when liquor is sold, you see on the corner, it will say spirits. Well, you have to understand something about faith. The scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And I want to talk to you about knocking. There's a three-dimensional process from God with joy that causes that which we desire to be manifested. It involves obedience that is better than sacrifice. So many people of God are caught up in sacrifice. You know, if I give enough tithing, if I'm at church every time the doors are open, if I'm faithful to the auxiliaries and choirs, if I'm faithful to the pastor, and if I'm doing all of those things, then I'm pleasing God. Well, not necessarily true. As a matter of fact, not true. For the scripture says, without faith, it is impossible. There is absolutely no way that one can please God, no way that we can please God. And I just want to just briefly tonight, we're not going to be on the broadcast a long time. I'm going to enjoy my family. We've been traveling quite a bit. We just got back from Chicago. But after the broadcast, if you would like prophetic counseling, I'm doing this special broadcast because I feel led. There are many people that are looking for a breakthrough. There are so many people that are looking for money and wondering, why have God not answered my money prayers? Come on. Why haven't God given me $1 million, $100,000? $50,000. Well, I'm going to get you on track. Are you willing to allow me to get you on track? And I want to show you some things by our good friend, the Holy Spirit, that's going to illuminate your spirits that you can understand that God doesn't have to answer prayers. We have to get to the place where prayers are answered. Have you ever seen when rain comes out of a cloud, and then you can look on the other side of the street? I've seen this before many times, and it will not be raining because that particular area is not under the cloud. Hear this. We must be under the cloud. We are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. We must be under that witness in order to receive from God, in order to receive from God. I sense a mighty miracle, but I want you to hear this, and I want you to get this deep in your spirit, because I want you to understand that asking it shall be given. You understand? Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Nothing is opened because you ask. Nothing is open because you seek. It's only open when you knock. Come on in here. That knocking says, I'm at the door. And my asking says, I have a petition. I believe in God, and He is my Father, which are in heaven. He loves for us to approach Him and ask Him, you see. Now, and then when I begin to seek, I begin to walk in that navigation and allow the Holy Spirit to navigate me to the place. I begin to seek what? Not His hand, but I begin to seek the one that I'm asking. Now hear this. Hear this. Yet the door doesn't open. Daniel prayed and sought God with fasting, and it was 21 days before the angel came with an answer for Daniel. Daniel sought the face of God. He fasted. He sacrificed. He obeyed God. And yet 21 days. And then when the angel came, he said, fear not. Watch this. I've heard you from the first day. So when you start asking, when we ask God, He hears us. Well, why 21 days? He hears us. And Daniel sought God. God sees us. But then when we come to that third dimension of prayer, and then when we knock, we're at the door, we're saying, here I am. And the scripture says the door will be open to you. Faith without works, my dear people of God, faith without works is absolutely dead. Asking without seeking, hear this, and knocking is just as dead, just as lifeless. It's religious. So we can have faith in God, but without works is dead. So seeking and knocking are the works. Don't let religion get you caught up where you be here every time the church door is open. Listen, if people love food at a certain restaurant, they're going to be there. So many times the local church put emphasis on people and on attendance until we attend ourselves to the point where the Holy Ghost is really the one that wants to be in attendance. If two or three are gathered in His name, come on, y'all, I will be in the midst. The Hebrew boys were there in a situation, the fiery furnace. King thought he saw three, but he saw four, and they were delivered. So if faith without works is dead, then asking and seeking and knocking is just as dead. Without those things, without seeking and knocking, your asking is dead. Our asking is dead without seeking and knocking. Now, I want you, there are so many reasons why, listen, there are so many reasons where people might not be receiving prayer answers. And many times it's due to doubt, you know, unbelief. It is due to, you look at Romans 10 and 9, you know, it's due to doubt, unbelieving, asking with the wrong motives. James 4 and 3, unconfessed sins, Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. And then unforgiveness, that's a big one, Mark 11, 25. Asking for strife, you know, in the church or in front of people. Turning away from the word of God, Proverbs 28:9. And when we ask with the wrong motives, then, you know, it's nothing can happen because, you know, it's the wrong motives of the heart. Many times when it seems like it hasn't happened on time, don't condemn yourself. Is not necessarily due to sin. People may look and wonder, how come you're not prospering? How come these things are not happening? Well, it's according to what you call prosper. Money is not the only way to prosper. And this is what causes so much coldness and deadness among the people of God. And I want you to really, really key in on this. I want you to key in on this. If we can believe, I mean righteously, purely, if we can believe that asking God with the right motives, you know, David said, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit. What is a clean heart? Forgiving all your enemies. Let them do their advertising, but forgive them. Don't get caught up in them. Stay away from arguments and let's soak in the word of God. I dare you, my brothers and sisters, soak in it. Don't just look at it. Don't just read it. Soak. Ain't nothing like a good bath when you soak. Come on in here. When we ask without seeking and knocking, it's almost like it flows from the same lazy river as faith without works. Got to have works, but don't get caught up in religious work. You know you could be so busy for God until you don't have time for God. Don't do that. Don't take offense. Don't stop the reading and meditating on God's word. Don't think money is a seed. God's word is the only seed. Don't think money is a seed. God's word. Money didn't die for our sins. It took the seed of Christ to come in the earth, be planted and buried and rise again. Don't get offended. Get determined that you're going to activate your faith. Look at this. Jesus promised, ask and it will be given to you, Matthew 7:7-8. And seek you will find. And then he said, knock and it will be opened unto you. Everyone that asks, continues to ask, receives. And he who seeks, continue to seek, finds. And to him who knocks, continue to knock, it will be open. Let the enemy try to intimidate you. You continue to ask. You continue to seek. You continue to knock. And the door will be open. The door will be open. You see, most people use the Bible and the translators, and it doesn't do us a favor. And they say, they suggest a single request will get the job done. Sometimes a single request suffices. You ask him, you thank him for it, and you keep praising him until you see the prayer answered. But sometimes, listen closely to this, sometimes it takes persistent faith to receive God's promises. Ask Abraham. Ask Moses. Ask me. Praise God. Sometimes you have to go after it with godly determination. And don't quit. Listen, the Amplified Bible, I like this, because it says Matthew 7:7-8, keep on asking, and it will be given you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking reverently, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps on knocking, the door will be open. The opportunity will be open. The finances will be open. The health will be open. You see, this is a promise from God's word, blessed ones. Is God worth keep asking? Is he worth it to keep knocking, keep seeking? Is he worth it to keep knocking? Well, sure he is. He's our God, which art in heaven. You know, I want you to look at this example. If a child is raised and never hear no, and everything they ask for, they get, then that's when we got the word spoiled. That's the problem in our society. There is a people who are called privileged, but yet many are evil. When they're given so much power, there was a boy one time who killed, I believe, about four people, speeding in his car, drunk. And they used a term, and they let this young man off. In other words, plainly speaking, he was too rich to go to jail. Some of us, we get rich in things, and then we get a spiritual selfish spirit. So I rather keep asking God, keep praising while I'm asking, keep seeking God, keep praising while I'm seeking, keep worshiping while I'm asking and seeking. I rather keep knocking and keep worshiping and praising God. And so as the door is open, I will never stop asking and praising, seeking and praising, knocking and praising. I want to encourage you with this word that God just put in my spirit so that you would know God, as the prophet Samuel told King Saul of the Old Testament, obedience is better than sacrifice. Continue to ask, continue to seek, and continue to knock. There is a mighty miracle that is coming. I love you. God bless you. God bless you, and God keep you.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear?